Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I am your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter. Very censored. No singing and dancing that time. No singing and dancing that time. It definitely was not making my chest pop. However, Black Boys. However, why can't we always have anything good? Why? Because all it takes is one individual to mess it up. One individual to mess it up. And you know where I stand on this. You know where I stand on this. It's the you know he here, not the you know ha ha. Noobs, thank you for giving me opportunity. Thank you for giving me a chance. Greatly appreciated. Always welcome that I get a little bit of your time, no matter how long or short. I appreciate you. I truly, truly do. Keep making me appreciate you. Keep coming. Regs, we back at it again. Regs, we do what we do. Regs, this feels like every single day. But it's not every single day. It just feels that way. Why? Because we got this special, unique bond. Sharing is caring. Sharing is caring. But you shouldn't share everything. But you shouldn't share everything. We don't know what to call this special, special, and unique bond. However, one day you insert time, we will come back retroactively, rewrite history, and say this is what it was. This is what it always will be, and this is what it is. We don't need to worry about that now. We don't need to be concerned. The peeps from the future already got it handled. We just need to say it is special, it is unique, and we don't know what to call it. They'll take care of the rest. They will take care of the rest, you best believe. Okay, this isn't a me driving kind of thing. Although I was driving, but I was making a good, decent observation. I was not singing. I was not dancing within a G-Rod or making my chest pop because I've been on discovery mode for the past 2 months. And noobs who don't understand and regs who probably forgot or misremember or can't recall, this is Vince's notes. When I'm in a G-Rod, I'm either listening to my faves or I am in discovery mode. I am listening to my jams where I'm singing, dancing, making my chest pop, doing a two-step, but only with one foot because the other one is secure on the pedal. Which pedal? Hey, I ain't telling. But when I'm in discovery mode, I'm listening to new music. I am listening to new sounds. So I don't know the words. I can possibly hum along. I can possibly sway left and right. Maybe, just maybe. But I'm definitely not making my chest pop. I don't know. I can pick up the rhythm. I can pick up the beat. But it just doesn't feel right without some of the words. Therefore, in discovery mode, I'm just listening. I am super, yes, duper aware of my surroundings and everything that's going on. I am focused, very, very focused. My intuition is on maxed out level. The only thing that I need to work on, the only thing that I am not that good, that very, very good at is mind reading. My mind reading game is subpar. My mind reading game is that of a novice on a good day and a rookie scale on a bad day. And the discovery mode helps tie all of this together and it protects me. It keeps me safe. Now, I'm not saying that my jams don't keep me safe. My jams keep me safe in a different way. Different story for a different time. I was not listening to my jams or my favorites or stuff that I can just, you know, sing, dance, make my chest pop to. I was in discovery mode. I was focused. I noticed something because I make observations all the time. And no, it wasn't somebody not using the blinky blinky to let me know that they was going a direction. This was an individual on a bike, not a motorcycle. I have my feelings about motorcycles. I am overprotective when it comes to motorcycles. They can do all of the things that they need to do. I am very, very overprotective of them. I give them everything that they need to succeed. And when somebody else ain't giving them the proper tools to succeed, I feel some kind of way. I get all in my emotions and I gotta be listening to my jammy jams or favorites, because if I'm not, if I'm too focused and I'm in discovery mode, it ain't good. It ain't good. And I'm just gonna leave it at that. I'm very protective, overprotective when it comes to motorcyclists. I am protective when it very, 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 very protective when it comes to pedestrians. In fact, pedestrians have the right of way. Even if they're wrong, they still have the right of way. And if you don't believe, I suggest you go back and review the historical documents. And I think it's called right of way. It's in the title. It's in the words. You're welcome. You're welcome. Ain't no Vince's note on that. I just pointed you in the right direction. It's long. I believe pedestrians have the right of way. Regardless, they don't have a vehicle. They don't have what I'm in or others are in. So they always have the right of way. Even if they're walking on the local route, even if they're walking in the middle of the street and all of that stuff, they have the right of way. Although it make it hard. And harder, it's okay. They still right. I just gotta be on point. I just gotta be maxed out level to get through that boss mode. Just get through. But that ain't the point. That's getting to the point, getting to the issue. What I observed and what I saw, it definitely had me shook. It had me rattled, but I wasn't rolled yet. I was not. I was getting there. I was going to be there, but something happened and I was like, okay, it's all good, but it's not really all good. I'm driving. I'm doing what it do, following all the rules and discovery mode, paying attention, awareness game on point. Intuition, gut feeling is there with me at all times. And I see this bike driver. And the reason I say bike driver is because it was a person on an electric bike. And regular bike drivers do this too, but not to this level. Not to this level. Regular bike drivers, when they're on the road because you're sharing the street or you're sharing the road with them, they will go through a red light, but they'll do it in a creative way. Some, let's just say 90% will do it in a creative way. 90% will go through the red light by making a right turn and then immediately making a left and then making another right turn. That's how they do that. They at least try to pretend like they just didn't go straight to run a red light. This was something different. This person on this electric bike is why we can't have anything good. That's why I started off that way. This is why we can't have anything good, have anything special. Because all it takes is one person to abuse it and one person see that they did it. It was like, they did it. Why can't I do it? Why can't I do it? Because why have rules and regulations of the road if they don't apply to you because you're on your electric bike? Huh? And that's a serious question, but I don't need the answer. I don't need the answer because the answer does not matter. I'm driving and there's a red light. And it's this electric bike that comes and they just keep going. It's like, okay, red light. Don't care. red light, don't care, I'm going straight. I think I would have been less bothered if they would have just made a right, a left, and then a right. Instead, they just kept straight. Didn't slow down, didn't change speed, didn't look directions, just like, red light, don't care. And at first, I thought my mind was playing tricks on me. At first, I thought I was so deep in the zone that I needed to pull back out of the zone. And that's when I started to turn my music down just a little bit. Because I like, I need to focus just a little bit more. I need to get out of discovery mode and get into observation mode. Increase, accelerate. Now. And so I did that. I turned all that stuff down. And then there was another red light. And the guy did the same thing. And at this point, I was like, okay, all right. This is why we can't have anything good. This is why people get road rage. This is why people follow other people and want to go. This is why people slam their vehicles up into other things because they felt disrespected and clowned and like somebody just spit in their face. That felt like he told me to eat the yellow snow and to enjoy it. That felt like somebody was using the facilities, but at the same time saying that it was raining while everything was just splashing up like it was, you know, a rain shower, a thunderstorm. It didn't stop there. Because now he cut across traffic from the far right to the left because he wanted to go left. And of course, there was a red light. Because that's how all this stuff operates. Lights always turn red when you want to go because they need to stop and slow you down. It's all built in. It's all a mind control thing. It really, really is. And he wanted to turn left. And at this point, I got my music down to almost a whisper. I'm looking hard. I'm glancing. And I'm saying to myself, not quietly now, out loud, if he does this, then I know it is over for the rest of us. I know it is over for the rest of us, because if we out here in these vehicles and a person out there in their electric bike and they can go and run and do whatever they feel like doing, and do whatever, ever they feel like doing, what chance does the rest of us have out here in this cold, cold Game of Thrones kind of world? Because I'm already maxed out on awareness. I'm already going off a gut feeling. I'm already just a little bit mediocre when it comes to mind reading. So now I gotta add a wild card to the mix. Now I have to add individuals on electric bikes where if things aren't what they seem, they aren't what they seem. And so I just have to utilize my big brain in addition to gut feeling and intuition. Is gut feeling and intuition going to tell me that that person is going to keep left, go right, go straight, hop a wheelie, do IDK? That is the wild card in the game. And so I was sitting there, I was worried, I was concerned. I wasn't in a cold sweat, but I was about to sweat. It wasn't there yet, but it was getting close. And I just looked. Everything was like, stop. And he basically stopped, but he didn't stop because he didn't want to. He stopped because he had to. He stopped because what I fail to realize is that everybody ain't me. Everybody ain't built like me. Everybody don't play the game like I play the game. I play the game in the structure of playing the game. Some people play the game raw. Some people play the game with, I wish a mofo would. Some people play the game, I stay ready cause I don't have to get ready. Some people play the game where I wanna play Frog of the Day. Some people play the game as, this is GTA all day, all long. And he ran into one of those. He ran into one of those. If he would have made that left turn on a red light, he would have just got crunched, crushed. Pretty much. Because the other cars on the other side, they did not give a F. They was going. They was moving. They didn't care. I'm pretty sure if it was a pedestrian, that pedestrian would have found out the hard way. And I would have synced it. And I would have been up late at nights for many, many nights, re-watching this, replaying this in my mind, asking for help, and hopefully getting it, and hopefully getting it. He would have went, but if him going, it would have just been game over, and he wasn't ready to end the game yet. So the disappointment on his face, the way he was on his bike and just tapping his feet like somebody just disrespect him, like somebody told him to eat the yellow snow and enjoy it, you know, like he was doing the rest of us. He didn't like that feeling. He didn't. I wish I can tell you what happened next, but I don't know. Because I got the green light and I just hit the deuces and I went. I felt good. I felt some kind of way. But also, I was still worried that all it takes is one. But all it takes is one on the other side too. Let's call that balance. Let's call that balance. Never can have anything good. I tell you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Be sure to check out the new and improved website at extravdgsports.com. That is extravdgsports.com. There's a YouTube as well. Extra VDG. Like, subscribe, share. Basically, do whatever it is you do that. Comment if you must. Comment if you may. Yeah, comment. Regs, I'm just going to say, I don't feel like giving it to you, but I feel sort of bad. So I'll just say, I'm out.